all through the headlines on some of the ones in the book, there's always a subtitle, and this particular one is in chapter 2, First Samuel. It is the prayer of Hannah. And I just share with you a little bit about what that is and what it entails. The book of First Samuel tells how Israel went from a theocracy, a nation led by God, to a monarchy, a nation led by a king. And it introduces to Israel the very first king, Saul, and also introduced to Israel the greatest king, David. All of that comes through there. Now, I told her that there wasn't any hard words to say in there, but there is right at the beginning, and I don't know, verse 11 in your Bible?
I didn't skip it.
No, we didn't have it. It was only supposed to do the first 10. But it's, and I'm going to put it, help me, Phil. Then Elihan and Hannah returned home to Ramah without Samuel. And the boy became the Lord's helper, for he assisted Eli, the priest. It's interesting to look at the Old Testament and see some of the history and so forth, but in the Old Testament, Jesus is concealed. In the New Testament, he is revealed, because he is the Creator. He is God Almighty manifested in the flesh. And so he is in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So it's just interesting to study the Old Testament.